92.7 FM WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Wisconsin Eye stopped broadcasting a few days ago. Now, two Democrats have introduced a bill to create an alternative, a new government-sponsored network. WisEye live streams the legislature, the Supreme Court, the executive branch. The goal is to make state government accessible to everyone. Without it, the only way to watch these things is to be at the Capitol in person. But they're facing a budget gap of nearly $900,000 for 2026. And after a year and a half of working to fundraise, the network paused all operations December 15th. State Senator Mark Spreitzer and State Representative Breanne Brown, both Democrats, are introducing a bill that would create a new public affairs network instead of Wisconsin Eye. That means live streaming would be part of state government, not a nonprofit that relies on donations and sponsors. Spreitzer talking with Civic Media News Director Shally Pittman.
It looks like we are going to be in a position of needing public taxpayer funding for the long term. And if that's the case, then we should consider whether it should just be a public entity that is accountable to elected officials and run for the public benefit.
It would cost about $2 million a year to add this coverage to state government. Spreitzer says if Wisconsin Eye dissolves, according to their contract, they have to turn over their 18 years worth of archives to the Wisconsin Historical Society. But in order to make this happen, Democrats need Republicans in charge of the legislature on board.
I certainly hope to get support from Republicans. I don't believe we have any Republicans signed on yet, but this is something that I know we've heard that Republican leaders are interested in doing something.
Spreitzer hopes they can get the bill on the floor in January. Two candidates have joined the race for Madison Alder, and both of them are UW-Madison students. MGR Govindarajan has represented District 8 since 2023, his junior year in college. District 8 includes the campus and State Street. He's now headed to law school and wants to focus on his career. Two people have already entered the race, and both of them are sophomores at UW. According to WISE, Ellen Zhang and Bobby Groner will be on the ballot. Zhang has worked for State Representative Francesca Hong. She wants to focus on housing, transportation, and mental health, according to WISC's reporting. Their story says Groner is the secretary of the Associated Students of Madison Student Services Finance Committee. If elected, he says he'll push for more publicly owned housing and to make the university an ice-free zone. Meanwhile, in Sun Prairie in the spring, voters will decide on a nearly $4 million referendum. Earlier this week, the city's Common Council approved adding a $3.95 million referendum to the ballot. That money would go toward emergency services like the police and fire departments. Sun Prairie is one of the fastest growing communities in Wisconsin, and that triggers an increase in needing first responders. City staff say over the last decade or so, calls to EMS have increased by 107%. The mayor says if this referendum fails, they expect to have to make cuts in city departments. If it passes, it would increase property taxes for the average Sun Prairie home by about $265. The spring election is April 7th. Enrollment for healthcare through the marketplace ended this week, and without action from Congress, millions across the country will have a spike in premiums in 2026. Melissa Kay reports from Central Wisconsin.
Premium tax credits through the Affordable Care Act help low- and middle-income families pay for their health insurance. Sue Smith is the Wood County Health Officer. She said the response from the community on concerns about rising health care costs isn't what she anticipated.
I kind of expected our WIC program to see an increase in enrollment, which we really haven't seen that yet, especially with the concerns around SNAP and food insecurity issues and things. But it sounds like some of that's connected to people being worried about ICE, you know, if they participate in some of those programs.
While some of what she's hearing is anecdotal, Smith said she did hear directly from one person about losing their health insurance.
I did have an employee mention to me that she and her family had lost their insurance coverage recently, so it sounds like it's happening.
Smith recommended people reach out to the health department if they're struggling to cover healthcare costs.
I guess the short answer is yes, it does sound like people are experiencing those issues, and I guess I would suggest to that population, if they need help, to reach out to Human Services just to see what programming they might be eligible for, reach out to the health department and see if there's anything we can connect them to as well as far as safety nets.
The U.S. Senate last week failed to advance two competing proposals aimed at addressing the coming lapse in coverage. The U.S. House now takes up the issue, but both chambers are set to adjourn until January on Friday.
Often people who benefit from these health care plan subsidies are ones who don't have a traditional employer, like people who are self-employed and farmers. And nearly 1,900 babies have been born at SSM St. Mary's Hospital here in Madison this year, and now we know what the most popular names were. Theodore and Violet topped the list. Other popular boy names were Owen, Noah, Henry, and James, and top girls' names included Charlotte, Chloe, Emma, and Olivia. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Wisconsin in the Final Four. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Women's college volleyball. It's the Wisconsin Badgers tonight against number one ranked Kentucky. Coverage on ESPN. The Badgers head coach, Kelly Sheffield.
My dad passed away a few months ago. He would have loved watching this team. The Final Four is just so special. It is so incredible. And when you've been there, it's almost a... Every fiber of your being, you want as many of your players that are committed, that decide to come here, that you want them to experience that.
NBA, the Bucks host the Toronto Raptors tonight at Fiserv Forum. NFL, Packers wide receiver Christian Watson back at practice after spending time in a Denver hospital with that shoulder injury.
I think it's how I hit the ground. Just like I think my elbow had hit first, so it kind of just jams your shoulder up into your shoulder. I'm not sure, but yeah, just how I landed was a little awkward.
That's Christian Watson with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Cloudy today with rain showers this morning. A little snow possible by late this afternoon. It's going to be windy too, with a south wind becoming west, gusting to 30 to 40 today, and falling temperatures from near 40 this morning into the low 20s by late this afternoon. Temperatures drop tonight, still windy, with a low of 6 above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Madison News Roundup from WMDX. Find more news anytime at WMDXradio.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.